I guess you could say I'm a proud Canadian. For a country with a relatively small population, we've made some fairly major discoveries over the years. The telephone, insulin, even fiber optics are all Canadian inventions. Unfortunately, there are a few discoveries that I'm not so proud of. CANDU nuclear reactors, for example. And then there's the lowly garbage bag. Apparently, some well-meaning engineer at the City of Toronto way back in the early 70s came up with the idea. He was looking for a way to make the job of collecting trash a little less unpleasant. The idea was an instant success. Garbage men loved the bags because they eliminated the stink and the mess. Homeowners loved them because they were convenient. They meant no more dirty trash cans to chase down the street. I must admit I was pretty much enamored with them myself until my first visit to a garbage dump. Part of our tour included a stop at a transfer station. This is the place where garbage trucks dump their loads into big compactors. The smushed-up trash is then loaded into even bigger trucks where it's driven to its final resting place. From my vantage point, high above the transfer station floor, all I could see were garbage bags. Tens of thousands of the things, bursting apart and spilling their stinking contents as they were tossed into the compactors. I suddenly realized that in our attempt to make the poor garbage man's job a little easier, we'd created a waste disposal nightmare. It's not that the bags take up that much space. It's that we've created a product out of a non-renewable resource solely for the purpose of throwing it away. If that isn't a sad statement about our society, I don't know what is. But the thing that really troubles me about garbage bags is that they are so darn convenient. Garbage doesn't smell anymore, well, at least until it's taken away from the end of our driveways. What this innocuous little product has done is sanitized our waste. We gift wrap the most smelly, undesirable byproducts of our modern lifestyles and then load them up at the curb. It's hardly a coincidence that the tremendous increase in the amount of garbage we produce started roughly around the same time that we started using garbage bags. By making our garbage so tidy, we have also made it invisible. If we brought back the stinking old garbage can, it might just make us a little more conscious of the amount of garbage we actually produce.